This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I understand the public officials want to increase vaccination. I get the Delta variant is high. We don't have 100% efficacy with the vaccines, but they're still keeping most vaccinated individuals out of the hospitals. So I get that public officials want to increase vaccination. I get it. I get it. You know, I think the vaccine helps. I don't like the idea of passports. I don't like the idea of mandates. And what I really don't like are people being put in a position that they don't want to be in. And so as states and governors and public officials make these rules, they're not really asking the employees, the 110-pound, 5'2", you know, women, men, if they fear any backlash trying to enforce these mandates. And one thing that has been coming up over and over again, we've talked about it on the show and it's now making headlines, is people don't want to look racist. They don't want to look discriminatory. In fact, one restaurant in New York is saying, look, I don't discriminate against anybody. Whoever wants to eat can eat. And one of my listeners wrote me yesterday saying, look, you know, people have cameras. I don't want to get caught on camera turning away somebody who isn't vaccinated, who, you know, might not be white. I don't want to be caught on camera. And so you're starting to, you know, you might have, you know, businesses say, look, we're going to mandate vaccines. We're on board. We're doing this. We're doing that. And you know, public health officials may applaud it. People concerned about, you know, the vaccine spread may applaud it. But you do have pro-vaccine individuals that now are facing this dilemma of how do they turn away somebody. Now, the masks was a much different topic in the media. Well, if somebody's anti-mask, they're Republican. So it's on them. But the vaccines are not following what the media wants to say is a Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal. I mean, we are getting study after study saying you have, you know, most of the unvaccinated are younger individuals, African American, Native American, those with PhDs. I mean, you know, and yeah, maybe some of the groups might also include those that live in counties that might have voted for Trump. But I think people are finally realizing that vaccine hesitancy is all across the board. And so when you have an employee that might have gotten their vaccine, might support the vaccine movement, you know, with everything that just happened with BLM and riots and us trying to fight racism and end racism and stop all the discrimination that sadly pervades in the U.S., they are now within days going to be facing the issue of turning somebody away. And if the restaurant, right, it's full of white people, and they get caught on camera turning away somebody, right, who isn't white, that optic is going to be horrible. Oh, one employee told me, not my employees, but one employee told me, because we don't have the mandate, the vaccine mandate yet, said they're going to wear a shirt saying, I want to serve you, but this is the mayor. This is somebody who lives in New York. I mean, if that shirt can get on camera, that's great. I don't really know where this is going to go. I don't know how bad it's going to go. I mean, I think public officials are thinking that those who are unvaccinated are just going to stay home and be fine. I'll just send my vaccinated buddy to go get food for me. I'll send my vaccinated buddy to go to school, to go to, you know, this is so archaic. I mean, it's like going back to pre-1960s. It's horrible. But I think I think public officials are being naive and they think, okay, well, that's what's going to happen. But like I said, people are kind of wondering what happens if they have Raiders tickets or what happens if they have 49er tickets. What happens if they, you know, and, you know, they have reasons to, you know, want to wait on the vaccine. So whether you're pro-vaccine, you know, or not, whether you're, you know, pro, you know, your governor's recommendations or not, the one thing that really isn't being talked about is what is going on in the employees' minds. You know, we talk about the labor shortage and employee hesitancy. People hesitant to go back to work. Do you wonder if maybe part of it is employees don't want to be a part of this poop show? Maybe there's employees going, no, I'm not going to get stabbed over asking somebody to wear a mask. People are crazy now. People get angry. I can understand that. You know, now working with the public might not be the safest thing. The fact that you're already having business owners saying, look, I think it's safer to defy the mayor or defy city ordinances and just say, look, you want food, that's fine. In fact, some people are probably going to lie. They're going to say, are you vaccinated? Yeah, you're vaccinated. I believe you. All right. I saw it on your phone. Looks good to me. Here's your food. I the average American, remember, we're American. We're America. I mean, we are under the creed to not be biased, to not discriminate, to not deny people their rights. And in a matter of a year and a half, we are being asked to turn on our fellow Americans. And everybody's saying in the form of public health, well, if vaccinated individuals spread the virus too, what are we really doing this for? I get that the states want to have more vaccinated individuals. I get that. But you can't be turning Americans on Americans. So what I predict is going to happen is you're going to see, again, this huge underground market of fake vaccine passports, which really hurt the cause. You're going to see business owners say, fine, I don't want to get caught on, fine, whatever. This isn't me. And so I don't really think you're going to have a lot of people enforce it. And I think it's going to be a mess. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I saw a real interesting article on CNBC. How much money a single person needs to earn to get by in every U.S. state. So of the 50 states, they show what is the average amount of money you need to get by. Now, it obviously varies depending on where you are in the city, or I'm sorry, in the country. And they map out the minimum income a single person in the U.S. needs to make to meet basic needs without any additional help. As we know, Biden has expanded the food stamp benefit, I think, by about $50 each month. There's seems to be, with inflation, more of a need for people to have assistance. and it's just becoming one cluster after another. And so, obviously, economists are worried. I, as a doctor, am just worried that people wouldn't even be able to prioritize medical. And medical always seems to be cut. Is always seems to be the one that, you know, it kind of it has to be put to the backside and given a lower priority because people need food. They need money for rent. They need, you know, clothing. They, you know, and entertainment. People will spend on entertainment. People will spend money on their nails and their hair before they spend on medicine. And I'm not being cynical. Having had a practice for 20 years, well, I had my practice for about 16 years, but I practice medicine now over 20. I see people, right, at, you know, getting their hair done, getting their nails done, you know, buying their Gucci purse or Coach bag or whatever, yet they don't want to pay a copay. They don't want to pay their doctor bill. So doctor bills are going by the wayside, and we've already talked about how that's going to happen, you know, what that's going to do in terms of medicine and the healthcare industry. It's going to force us to become socialized, and I don't think that's going to be good for anybody. But going back to this article, how much should, if you're single, how much do you need just to get by living in that state? So in Alabama, they say total required income before taxes is $28,600. Housing costs are about $7,300. Food costs $3,100. Now, it's interesting, you know, because I go to the grocery store, and I easily drop $100, $200 at the grocery store trying to feed a family of four. And I don't buy fancy food. You know, I'm getting the milk, I'm getting juice, I'm getting eggs, I'm getting cheese, I'm getting toiletries. But, hey, so I guess that wouldn't work for us, but a single person, yeah, I see it. I mean, I was able to make $6 stretch out a week, you know, when I was single. Alaska, you need $31,000, $300 before taxes. Arizona, $31,000. I'm amazed that with Alaska, it's similar. In fact, they say housing costs in Alaska is $10,851 versus Arizona, $9,300. Arkansas, if you're single, you need to make at least $27,600, $6,500 for housing, $3,100 for food costs. California, you need to make at least $38,823 before taxes to be able to support yourself. Your housing costs are going to cost about $15,000. Now, remember, they're not, you know, we're not talking Silicon Valley prices, so we're talking on average. Food costs about $3,700. Colorado, $34,000 needed. So a little closer to California prices. Connecticut, $33,000 for a single person. Delaware, $31,600. Florida, $30,800. Georgia, $31,900. Hawaii costs the most. You need to make at least $40,000. I'm going to do a quick calculation. What is that per hour? Because I don't really get the whole salary thing because I was never paid in salary. I was making like $4 an hour. And fast food, $2 an hour waiting tables. So if you're making about $40,412 a year, and you divide that into how many, let's say, days would you work? Let's say 300. Let's say you got 65 days off. All right? And that's days, and then you divide it by 8 hours. That's about $16 an hour. $15, $16 an hour. That's kind of a lot of money. I could be wrong, though, with that. So maybe people take more days off a year. Anyway, Idaho, $29,000. So about $11,000 cheaper than Hawaii. Illinois, $31,900. Indiana, $27,900 to live. Iowa, $28,300. Kansas, $28,000. Kentucky, $28,000. Louisiana, $29,251. Maine, $31,000. Maryland, much more expensive, $35,879. Gets higher in Massachusetts, $36,889. Michigan, about $28,300. Minnesota, $30,997 for required income before taxes. Mississippi at $28,000. Missouri, $28,500. Montana, $29,000. Now, interesting that Montana is more expensive than, you know, because Montana, again, you know, a lot of rural, but so beautiful up there. Nebraska, $28,000. Nevada, $28,400 to live. They say your estimated housing costs $8,500. estimated food $3,700. See, our food would have been cheaper if we kept the cheap buffets. When we had $5.99 all-you-could-eat dinner, you could really make that sucker stretch. So I'm really amazed. In Nevada, it just the now to eat anywhere near the casinos, it's just expensive. It just the prices went up ridiculously. New Hampshire, $30,000 for a single person to live and support themselves. New Jersey, $33,600. New Mexico, $29,000. New York still came less than California. Why? Again, it's the whole state, not just New York City. So an average single person needs to be making at least $38,700. North Carolina, I think my calculation per hour is wrong. I just think, okay, I'm sorry, I got to figure this out because this just really bothers me. I'm sorry, I don't want to give you guys wrong information. So if there's a week, if there's, let's say, 4 weekends per month, let's say that's 8 days. So 12 times 8, days off is 96. So 365 minus 96 days off, let's say it's 269 days you're working a year. If I subtract 38,000 divided by 269, yeah, I'm still getting about $14.50 an hour. I don't know. Maybe I'm messing that up. Guys, I went through Calculus 3. I went to Biostats. When you do all that, you just forget regular finance math. So cut me some slack. North Carolina, you need to make about $30,000 a year if you're single to live. North Dakota, $27,200. Ohio, $27,300. Oklahoma, $28,000. Oregon's more expensive, $35,000. Pennsylvania, $27,008. Rhode Island, $30,007. South Carolina, $30,003. South Dakota, $26,002. Tennessee, $27,005. Texas, $29,000. I want to make sure I get everybody's state. Utah needs about $30,000. Vermont, $31,000. Virginia, even higher, $34,000. Interesting. Virginia, Maryland, you know, being near D.C., it costs more money. We're living in Washington State is less, $33,900 required. West Virginia, $27,800 to make ends meet. Wisconsin, $29,160. Wyoming, $27,400. So that's a lot of, yeah, that's, you know, you look at people and the jobs that they're getting and, you know, they're making $30,000 a year, $40,000 a year, $50,000 a year. If you have a family, that just doesn't cut it. So I think we've all kind of come to the conclusion that most of us are and probably will continue to be a two-income family. Now, I'm fortunate enough to be a two-income family. I'm fortunate enough to have a degree. I'm fortunate enough to be able to work. But there's a lot of people that can't, right? They take care of the kids. They, you know, might be disabled. There's a whole variety of reasons why sometimes your partner can't work. So things are just costing more. And then on top of that, when you add inflation, I mean, these numbers were, this is a story that came out this year. And this is MIT's living wage calculator. But I don't think we've seen anything yet in terms of what's going to be happening with inflation. So my recommendation to you all is if you do get a job, okay, you apply for a job, the company is excited, they want you, and you think that you're getting paid 2019 wages. Now's the time to negotiate. You have a very, very small window before the September 6th extra unemployment money stops, even though I still think a lot of Americans aren't going to be really that enthusiastic about entering the workplace. But while there's still that desperation from employers to hire you, and you don't have to sit there like you're trying to negotiate hard. You can say, look, in 2019, this was the standard of living, but things are higher now. That's not going to cut it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top military official says a Herculean effort is underway to evacuate folks from Afghanistan's capital city of Kabul. Army Major General Hank Taylor stressing that the city's airport remains under U.S. military control and is secure. His comments come as the Taliban has effectively taken control of the Afghan capital. Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green tells Fox News what he's been telling veterans who are concerned about what's going on in Afghanistan.
For 20 years, your sacrifice bought us freedom from a terrorist attack. It was valuable. What happens now is on Joe Biden and his administration. The failure to properly get out of the country is his fault, not ours.
Johns Hopkins University is reporting the United States is surpassing 37 million cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Tuesday's AAA survey finds the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is $3.183 a gallon. That's down 0.4 cents from Monday. The least expensive gas in the United States is a little more expensive, and the most expensive is even a little more expensive. The average price in Mississippi is up 0.1 cents to $2.73.3, while the statewide average in California up 0.5 cents to $4.05 a gallon. Tennessee National Guard members are being deployed to hospitals amid a COVID surge. The Tennessee Department of Health saying members of the Guard will step in to help fill bed and staffing shortages. The state's health commissioner says there are capacity concerns on both the pediatric side and among adults. After just one preseason game, the Jacksonville Jaguars are cutting former quarterback and tight end Tim Tebow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when we look at what's going on in terms of vaccinations, in terms of efficacy, in terms of where we're going, we look to other countries that have kind of dealt with this and have data to share. So Israel has been a pretty big source of data in terms of how the Pfizer vaccine was working against the wild type variant, the wild type virus, the early COVID that we dealt with last year in terms of the booster. And so we have some new Israeli data, and it's due data on the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccines over time, and it's starting to cause U.S. health leaders to rethink their position on vaccine booster shots in the U.S. Now, this is according to the National Institutes of Health Director, Dr. Francis Collins. Now, Collins said, the people who got immunized in January are the ones that are now having more breakthrough cases. I could hear a lot of you guys say, well, no, duh. This is why we should be running the country. I mean, doesn't it just kill you that we are spending so many taxpaying dollars for people to not listen to us? And then here they are months later saying exactly what we said, and we're supposed to be like, oh, yay, thank you for that breakthrough of information. All right. So anyway, according to the NIH, they say the people who got immunized in January are the ones that are now having breakthrough cases, Collins said during an interview on the Hugh Hewitt show. I like Hugh Hewitt. Nice guy. He said Israel released new data yesterday showing a reduction in the effectiveness of the Pfizer COVID vaccine against severe illness among people 65 and older who were fully vaccinated in January or February. Collins said the rise in so-called breakthrough cases in Israel is likely due to a combination of the highly contagious Delta variant and the COVID vaccine protection waning over time. Now, this was suggested. I mean, they kept saying, well, we don't know, because people were saying, well, why am I going to get the vaccine if it's not going to work by next fall? Don't tell me to get the vaccine, and then I'm going to need another one in the fall. I'll just wait till the fall. That's what a lot of young people are still saying. I can't tell you how many young individuals are saying, look, Doc, why don't I just wait until the fall? Because, getting it now, I'm going to need to get a booster then anyway. And, you know, I'm like, well, because people are still dying of it during the summer. And that's my answer to them. But to decrease vaccine hesitancy, the government kind of really, tempered that argument, saying, look, we don't know. It's effective. It's effective. You know, it's working. It's working. But I think we all knew that at some point it wasn't going to be as effective. It was going to wane. And some of you might be saying, well, who cares? You know, people had to get it in December. They got it in January. It saved lives. They need a booster. Who cares? Let's move on and quit whining about it. All right. I agree with that, statement too. I mean, for those of you that got the vaccine, you didn't have a problem with the vaccine. If the vaccine worked for you, is getting a booster a really big deal? But for those people that are trying to grapple with vaccine passports and, people getting one vaccine and not wanting to get another one, and it's not an easy topic, and it's not going to be easy to enforce. So according to Dr. Collins, he said, mostly, of course, these are symptomatic but not serious COVID breakthrough cases. But you're starting to see a little bit of a trend towards some of those requiring hospitalization. We saw some of them in the hospital this summer already. It's just not being reported to the degree that I think everything else is being reported. So federal guidance is going to be moving towards getting a booster shot 8 months after your second dose. So I think I got my second dose in March, which means I would then get mine, I think, my booster in November. I believe I have to double check when I got my shots. I did not want to take somebody else's shot. We had not a lot of shots. And then when it came time to say, Dr. Dahlia, we need you to take it because, we don't want people to fear it. And, if you're going to get it, it'll help that you get it now. And I go, you sure you don't want me to wait and make sure somebody, they go, we got plenty. So I did. And it was easy. I mean, it wasn't the most fun 2 days. I felt, grumpy and achy and had a fever the second time around. But, I feel protected. I just don't want to be locked up in my house. I want to be out and about. So the New York Times reported Monday that federal health officials are particularly concerned about data from Israel, where COVID vaccinations began ahead of many other countries. The data reportedly showed that for people vaccinated in January who are 65 and older, the Pfizer vaccine was less than 55% effective against severe disease and hospitalization. Collins said Tuesday that federal officials are starting to see the same thing in U.S. data. So Moderna is supposed to be a little stronger than the Pfizer. And remember, I know people are like, dang it, why didn't I get Moderna? Why didn't I get... Guys, depending on the variant, there's no way to predict. I got Pfizer, and I'm glad I got the Pfizer. I'm fine with it. Remember, flu shots, the most efficacious they are on a good year is 60%. Many years are 30% effective, 40% effective, so I'll still take the 55. That's another thing. I was asked, Dr. Dahlia, would I have still gotten the COVID vaccine if I knew it was going to be 55% effective instead of 95%. Yeah, I would have. I just don't want to not breathe. Hearing people not breathe, seeing that, it's just not something I want to have. So Colin said Tuesday that federal officials are seeing the same thing now in America that they're seeing in Israel, although right now it's still as if our vaccine protection is working really well, but we don't want to wait until it's too late. So that's why we're looking at data now. So federal officials had not recommended booster doses for the general public, but they did approve on Friday administering COVID booster shots of Pfizer and Moderna vaccines to Americans with weakened immune systems, cancer, HIV patients, those with organ transplants. COVID vaccine makers Pfizer, Moderna have repeatedly said that everyone's going to need a booster shot and potentially extra doses every year, just like the seasonal flu. Which I know is making people groan because that means this BS with masks and all this other stuff might still persist. The NIH, FDA, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a joint statement Tuesday saying they have a rigorous process to determine when boosters will be necessary. So the process, they said, takes into account lab data, clinical trial data, cohort data, which can include data from specific pharmaceutical companies, but will not rely on that data exclusively. So why was that important to say? Well, if somebody says, wait a second, Pfizer's going to make money, Moderna's going to make money, and they're telling us we need another shot, they're saying, look, they're not going to just take that into account. But you have to realize much of the study data is coming from the pharmaceutical company. That's why it was so crucial to get this data from Israel or get data, you know, from other countries or to look at the data across the United States. But it's really easy for us to figure this out. If you're having a lot of breakthrough cases and they're showing up in the hospital and you ask them, what was the date of your COVID vaccine shot? And you see a trend, then it's pretty easy to determine if there's some waning immunity. Or we surmise that this variant doesn't give a damn about the vaccine. So they're going to have to figure that out. On Monday, Pfizer and BioNTech said they have submitted early-stage clinical data to the FDA as part of their U.S. application seeking authorization of a COVID vaccine booster for everyone 16 and older. The company said they would seek approval for a booster dose via a supplement to their application so they don't have to go through the whole process from scratch. Remember, a booster shot is not going to be a brand-new mRNA vaccine that is Delta variant specific. A booster shot is a third dose of what you guys got in January, February, March. Okay? It's the same, supposed to be the same shot. It's a booster. A new vaccine is a new vaccine. That's why you guys aren't getting flu boosters each year. Those are new they're newly formulated vaccines for the new variants. Okay? We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. Don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical,
Call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Thank you again for joining us. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So I guess the State Department is doubling down on their promise to be progressive, and they are extending that to their foreign policy. And so the State Department has asked the Taliban, that has very chaotically and forcefully taken over Afghanistan in a matter of days, to please be inclusive, progressive, and include women in your government. Now, I know this happened, and it is, as a woman, I thank you for, you know, being progressive and asking people to let us, you know, be a part of something. But if I was any woman right now in that area, I would probably respectfully decline. Okay. And I would also ask the U.S. to probably butt the heck out, because obviously, right, they are probably on people's poops list right now. In fact, I think other countries like in Europe and all over the area are now trying to brace for the poop storm that be of Afghanistan being taken over. But I do find it fascinating that people have to ask that women be included. Now, surprisingly, all right, in the State Department's defense, the Taliban said, yeah, they're going to be nice to women. So I guess it's all good, right? I don't know what to think of it. So just to kind of recap what's happened, okay, not so much with Afghanistan, I think you guys all know, but spokesman Ned Price, right, has urged Afghanistan's new leaders to form an inclusive government that has women. He cited a United Nations declaration calling for an immediate cessation of all hostilities and the establishment through inclusive negotiations of a new government that is united, inclusive, and representative, including with the full, equal, and meaningful participation of women. Meaning, you can't just have a female, you know, be a, you know, clerk or an assistant. I mean, they have to have a pretty good role. Now, the Taliban has wanted a genuine Islamic system for Afghanistan, including Sharia law, that is not as hospitable to females being in major roles. And there have been reports that currently there are women being abducted, sold, taken in to be wives or sex slaves. And it's a very, very scary time for anybody right now, including women. Price, though, said there's a goodie attached. The U.S. government would recognize a potential new government of Afghanistan so long as the government upholds rights, doesn't harbor terrorists, and protects the rights of women and girls. He did not say how the Taliban could convince the U.S. government that they have reformed in this way, but he argued that even though the U.S. military would withdraw from Afghanistan, American forces achieved the goal of the operation to decimate the network that conceived of and launched the September 11th attacks. So, women. Are women going to be safe? Are women going to be ruling Afghanistan? Well, apparently the Taliban had a press conference. They held their first press conference, and they said Afghanistan will have a strong Islamic government with strong Islamic values. They will enforce Sharia law, but they will uphold women's rights, and there would not be discrimination. Now, have we seen evidence of this? Well, there's been some reports coming out of the UK that women were required to immediately put on burqas. I don't know if you saw that one, gosh, there was this one reporter, I forget from which station, where just 3 days prior, she had her blonde hair out and she was reporting, and then she was in a burqa and, you know, you saw the Taliban behind her and she was reporting. Pretty scary time, scary, but women had to immediately cover their hair. And then I believe there were some women working in a bank and they were asked to leave and have male representatives from their family take their place. So this just happened this month. So unless the Taliban has some come to Jesus moment where they're going to say, you know what, we are going to let women work. We're going to let women, you know, hold roles in the government, be vice president, be treasury secretary, I don't know. And I just don't think the Taliban really wants America's favor. I just don't feel that right now. I just don't. So, I'm, as a woman, I have found it very, very frustrating that we need people to ask for us. We need people to help us elevate. You know, I'm very frustrated that Biden had to say he was going to pick a female vice president. Him saying that put us back decades. He should have just said, look, I'm going to choose the best person for the job and then pick a female. But the fact that somebody has to say it means they want to get credit for purposely filtering out everybody and only focusing on a woman, allowing that woman to make it. You don't get women, do you? I mean, does anybody get women? Women don't want to think that you did all this, right? You know, because we needed the help. If you really want to get on a woman's good side, you look at her and go, I've interviewed 2,000 people, and you outshined everybody, men, women, whatever. They're like, oh, really? Thank you. But if you tell them, look, I really want a woman for this part, so I took away all the male applicants so I could just focus on who would be the best woman, I'd be like, blow it out your ear. You know, I just don't get it. If people keep doing it, they keep doing it. I mean, I keep hearing this all the time. I mean, you're trying to look progressive. It's so insulting to women. It's so insulting to races. You know, I'm picking the best people for the job. They could be Hispanic, Black, Asian, Muslim, Native American. But instead, they say, look, we want to make sure that we don't accidentally pick somebody else that's not of this race. So we are going to, it's insulting. Okay? You know, we could hold our own. Let us compete. Let us do what we need to do. I'm just very frustrated by that. So the other thing I'm really, really frustrated with is the priorities of the State Department. We still have people trapped. We still have people, apparently, people from the embassy, Americans were begging to go to the military airport and not the commercial airport to get out. And so when you have the priorities of, you know what, we're going to ask the Taliban to be pro-woman and to give women a shot. That's nice. Thank you, but no thank you. We have other priorities. And my guess is women do not want to be around people that might, sadly, not be on the same page as the Biden administration. And I don't think many people in the Taliban are taking on the progressive stance, right, and the equal stance. If they did, they wouldn't be shooting Afghanis that are trying to flee. They'd be like, you know what? We respect all lives. We respect all humans. I just don't really see that from the government. So I get nice priority, but there are other things I think the State Department really needs to be working on right now. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.